From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Juneau elementary school teachers will end the day a half hour early on Mondays next year. District leaders say it will give their teachers time to meet the requirements of the Alaska Reads Act, which include training, student testing, and contact with parents. According to a plan approved by the school board on Tuesday, elementary schools will release students at 2 p.m., and optional programs will get out at 2:30. Superintendent Frank Hauser said the new schedule won't increase transportation costs as long as all elementary grades participate.
When we look at scheduling the buses to make sure it's feasible and there is no additional costs, it has to be the whole school that has that early release for that consistency and that cost savings.
Students will also be able to attend Rally, the district's childcare program, at no extra charge to parents. The school board previously discussed having students at all grade levels start a half hour later on Wednesdays, but many parents say the late start in the middle of the week would disrupt their work commutes and kids' sleep schedules. School board member Elizabeth Sidden said the approved schedule balances teachers' and parents' needs.
I appreciate the administration's flexibility in putting it on a Monday afternoon so we don't have disruptions to our pre-K programs and the flexibility to think about having it be early release versus late start. My hope is this is sort of a win-win-win for everyone.
The first day of school is August 15th. The Juneau School District's budget for next year may be down over $2 million. The city and borough of Juneau and the Juneau School District got a letter from the state that says it can't use outside the cap funding to supplement the district's budget. Alaska's school funding formula allows local governments to add to the school budget with their own money, but only up to a certain amount. Juneau contributes the maximum each year. Outside the cap funding is money the city gives to a district beyond that amount. Last year, that money was used for non-instructional things, like transportation and sports. The district has been using outside the cap funding for years, as do other districts in the state. Last year, Juneau gave the school district $2.3 million to fill a budget deficit. For the 2024 year, which just started, the district received another $2.3 million in outside-the-cap funding from the city. The city received the letter on June 29th, one day before the end of the 2023 fiscal year. This left little time to resolve the gaps that could be created by not using outside-the-cap funding. The Juneau Empire reported on the letter yesterday. Reporter Clarice Larson sat down with KTOO to talk about what this might mean for Juneau schools. Did the district request that money from the city originally?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why did they request that money?
Because they needed to get to zero. When the school district goes into a fiscal year, they have to pass a balanced budget, right? In order to balance this budget, they would have to do a lot of digging, or they could, you know, utilize the outside of the cap funding mechanism. In this case, that was for $2.3 million. That paid for $1.3 million of that was towards transportation deficits, which is happening all across the state. A lot of districts are struggling with transportation funding because it's been flatlined for years. $750,000 goes towards Rally, the after-school program, childcare program. $60,000 toward new wrestling mats. So none of those are instructional.
So this money's already been spent. Like, it's not like they can, like, take it back. It's not. It's, like, been spent for the 2023 year.
Yes, that $2.3 million has been used. Now, the letter says, the letter points to that $2.3 million and is like, hey, that's not okay. We're not going to make you pay that back. But what we are going to do is say, going into fiscal year 2024, so it started on July 1st, you have to, you can't do it anymore. But when the school district, when the assembly passed their budget in June, it included $2.28 million for fiscal year 2024 outside of the cap funding. So that means the fiscal year 2024, that leaves a $2.2 million hole in the fiscal year 2024 budget for the school district. So they're gonna have to make those funds up.
Okay. And can I ask, so you explained what the non-instructional funds have been used for in this instance. Why are they an issue with the state? Like, why do they care that the outside the cap funding is being used on non-instructional things?
And that's kind of the golden question that we tried to dig into with the state, right? We found out about this letter later in the day, and a lot of the reporting we did yesterday was within hours, and so we really didn't have much time to talk to the state about this. So in recent years, the state has failed federal disparity tests due to the district's allocating, quote, special revenue funds, in this case, outside of the cap funding, or, you know, another word for it, for the purpose of, you know, like pupil transportation, stuff like that. But the The disparity test is a little known rule involving areas affected by federal impact aid, which for Alaska means proving there's less than a 25% funding difference between the highest and lowest funded districts in the state.
So essentially what the state is saying is that this extra outside the cap funding, even if it's going towards non-instructional purposes, is creating further inequity between Juneau school districts and the ones that have less money to work with.
I don't really know. That's the whole thing, is like, this is so messy. It's a difficult thing to understand why now, right? Why now are they doing this? We don't have an answer for that yet. We're trying to figure that out. Likewise, our school district and city officials right now trying to figure out.
And that comes back to what I've been most curious about. What does this mean for Juneau schools right now?
It means a lot of unknowns. It means a lot of uncertainty, because if you look at the letter, it's a one-page letter. It doesn't really get into detail about questions that I have, the questions that the school district has, that the attorney has, you know, city attorney. A lot of questions remain unanswered. A lot of people are arguing this isn't applied to the cap at all. This is completely separate, you know, that the cap doesn't apply. But the state is arguing otherwise. Why they're arguing that, there's a lot of reasons that we don't know yet.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Clarice Larson with the Juneau Empire. A federal appeals court recently reaffirmed a landmark decision that outlined when local governments cannot enforce anti-camping laws against the homeless. Alaska Public Media's Jeremy Shea reports that the latest court development is unlikely to have any practical effect in Anchorage, even as city officials work on expanding and clarifying its policies for clearing some unsanctioned campsites.
Punishing people for camping outside when they have nowhere else to go remains unconstitutional in the federal court system's Ninth Circuit, which includes Alaska. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently decided not to take up a case that threatened that precedent, and Anchorage officials continue to tread lightly around how and when they will clear unsanctioned homeless encampments. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson, speaking on political blogger Jeff Landfield's podcast recently, said he wouldn't fight the underlying decision.
It wasn't that bad of a decision. It's created problems, but as what it does, it says you can't punish the status of being homeless, and it says and you just can't keep moving people around and shuffling them around without good reason until you have a shelter space.
Lawyers for the city and the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska agree that good reasons do exist that justify clearing some camps, even when Anchorage's shelter spaces are full, which they are. Homelessness experts estimate roughly 700 people are unsheltered in the city. But the lawyers don't agree on specifics, and the latest court decision didn't clear those up. Ruth Botstein is the ACLU's legal director. She says the facts around the latest case and court opinion add some new legal wrinkles, but none that seem to be relevant to Anchorage.
So I think in the big picture, that's right. It doesn't change the constraints that the municipality is operating under right now.
The ACLU represented Anchorage campers who fought two of the Bronson administration's attempts to clear large encampments this summer. One case became moot when the city suspended its effort. The other court challenge is still live, though the vast majority of campers did leave that site. Bronson's homelessness coordinator, Alexis Johnson, says the city doesn't have any other imminent plans for clearing large camps. Last month, municipal attorney Ann Helzer told the Anchorage Assembly that there are three limited circumstances where she thinks the city is within the bounds of federal case law to clear camps, even when shelter spaces are full.
One, areas that are closed to the public. Two, where exigent circumstances posing a serious risk to human life or safety exist. Three, where the municipality is working to maintain accessibility, such as our obligation to be ADA compliant.
The city's legal department has been working on a policy to clarify and slightly expand when it will enforce no camping rules. Municipal attorneys said the draft policy's publication was imminent in mid-May, but it's still not out. By Wednesday afternoon, they had not responded to questions about the timeline. In Anchorage, I'm Jeremy Shea.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 73 degrees and sunny. The low tonight is 50 degrees. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be sunny as well with a high of 72. This weekend, clouds start to come in a little bit with highs around the mid-60s and lows in the 50s. There's a chance of rain on Sunday, and that's true for Monday as well. And air quality, keep an eye on it. With wildfire smoke from Canada, that may drop as the weekend progresses.